The Ghana Navy has lost one of its ratings during a patrol around the Jubilee oil fields. The seaman Emmanuel Assan drowned near the oil fields when gusty winds capsized the lifeboat carrying him and others during the patrol. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the public relations director of the Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Imbawine Atintande, said investigations are underway. He stated that fishing villages from Elmina and Hafasni have been requested to assist in recovering the remains of the rating as the search continues. He spoke to Mary Atule.
The naval personnel, the ship, sighted two fishing trawlers somewhere in the region of the Jubilee oil fields. As is required by our operational procedures, the ships were stopped and then team was dispatched from the Navy ship to go on board those two fishing vessels to inspect what was happening there. And if they were illegally operating, then they would arrest them. So three officers and then six the ratings and then the crew of the boat, that is two people, went together to those two vessels. They inspected the vessels. They noticed that everything was okay, so they left them. And then they were returning to the ship. When they got back to the ship, seven of the people went on board. And then there were five left. Then another three went. And then when it was left with the two, unfortunately, there were strong winds that came around that time. And unfortunately, the boat was capsized. Those people who were in the boat, all of them fell into the water. One of the things that we do is that we enable them and insist that they should wear life jackets wherever they go. And that was done. And the life jackets have an automatic procedure to inflate as soon as there is an emergency. Unfortunately, one person didn't have his life jacket automatically inflating. And that was what resulted in his loss.
Are you saying the boat wasn't faulty?
No, the boat didn't have a fault. Just a normal boat. There was no fault with the boat. Just that the winds come with water. And so the water flooded into the boat and the boat capsized. So the boat doesn't have any problem. The life jackets were okay, except that that one particular life jacket was not able to automatically inflate so that the people can float. And once they were trying to do so, there are emergency procedures that are normally implemented. And when they tried to do so to inflate his jacket, unfortunately, he slipped through. And that was how he was lost.
So has the family of the disease, does the soldier been informed?
Normally, that would be the first thing that we do before we even come out to the public domain to announce anything. So the family has been informed, and the Minister for Defense and the Military High Command expressed their deep condolences to the family. We will continue to search, and we have requested some fishermen along the area also to try to see how we can recover the remains of the sailor.
Kendall, is it the first time such an incident has happened?
Well, this is not the first time a rating or a naval personnel has lost his life. This is the first time along the Jubilee Fields area, we have been able to lose somebody like that during patrol.
So what is next in terms of investigation?
Certainly, we have initiated investigation into exactly what happened. What we would like to know many other things, including why that particular vest could not automatically inflate like all the rest. We normally would test them before we get in there. And we believe that it's just an accident, an unfortunate accident at that. So we have started investigation into what happened.
That was the Public Relations Director of the Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Imbawine Atintande.